brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to hold off on Al Gore and his neo-Malthusian movie. We're going to talk about that coming up the next segment with Webster Griffin Tarpley, because I want all the stations to be with us, and some stations don't carry, a few of them don't carry this segment. Because we're talking about the disease of the left right now. Maybe have some time to get into left gatekeepers. And then from Mexico City, we're scheduled sometime in this hour. He's stuck in traffic, I'm told. We're going to have Greg Palast on with us to talk about the new elections down there. But right now, Webster, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Jack in New York. Jack, thanks for holding.
Hi, Zach.
Okay, Zach, go ahead.
I was recently down in Washington, D.C. at the Cornell Center, and I was hanging out with all these kids who were studying world economics and globalism, and not a single one of them heard anything about the American Union or NAFTA or the CFR.
Yeah, let me tell you what they teach you, because I've gone in and sat in on innumerable high-level graduate level classes just to see what's going on. I've covered it over the years. They teach them nothing real. You learn in graduate classes now in economics and in you name it, you learn false systems. You learn fairy tales. This is what is taught. Please continue.
Well, these kids were simultaneously saying, the Masonic thing, when I was trying to talk about how there were probably few people pulling the strings, well, the Masonic thing has already been, exposed as a fraud. But then on the other hand, they were admitting that globalism is almost a foregone conclusion, and there's really no point in arguing because we're already headed that direction, and, it'll probably be better for us all to put our eggs in the same basket. We'll be on the same team.
I can talk to a poor Mexican immigrant. They know all about globalization. They know all about the New World Order. They know the government brings in the drugs. You talk to some graduate student, and they don't know their head from a hole in the ground. Webster Tarpley?
The notion of globalization is formulated in something called the Washington Consensus, which is union-busting, wage-gouging, international looting, hot money, George Soros, all the rest of this stuff. The Washington Consensus is collapsing. It's been rejected in Venezuela. It's been rejected in Argentina.
Webster, we know that. Europe just threw out EU expansion. American Union expansion just failed. But what I think he's bringing up is how the young people in these classes don't know anything.
Well, there's a real tradition of economics. The American tradition of economics would include Alexander Hamilton, Henry Clay, Friedrich List, Henry Carey, the main economic advisor of Lincoln. You'd have to look at Lincoln's war measures. You'd have to look at the prairie populists of the 1880s and 1890s providing the ideas for the progressive era, the ones that were good, and also the New Deal. And if you put that all together, you get an idea of something called dirigism in the Hamiltonian tradition, which has been the most successful means of economic development. So this notion that the financiers...
But I'm still against dirigism because it is centralized, and even if you have somebody good for the season running it, it will always then create the office for then a corrupt elite to displace them.
Well, there's never a guarantee against the corrupt elite except eternal vigilance by everybody. But the dirigism, say, as practiced by Hamilton, means that power is not centralized because it's decentralized in many private centers.
Zach, yeah, but still. Zach?
Yeah.
Finish up?
Well, I was just going to wonder if you could maybe perhaps speak a moment about Bill Hicks, because he was the first person who ever, gave me any sort of inkling of this sort of perspective. He talked about it on stage in his comedy. And I see a common thread between his perspective and his message and that of David Icke, who, I've heard your opinion of him. But I was just wondering if you could perhaps speak for a moment about...
Well, Bill was a talented person, and he said a lot of things that were true and some things I disagreed with. But he was definitely a talented individual and exposed a lot of things before his time avant-garde. So I appreciate your call. I will come back and talk to Jake and David and others, 1-800-259-9231. Webster Tarpley riding shotgun with us today. And we're going to also spend a few minutes on Al Gore, the phony left, the phony left gatekeepers, that entire gaggle. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The code is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Webster Tarpley is our guest, taking a few final calls on the subject of World War III and what the neocons have been setting up. But you brought up, Webster, and you and I both came to this from separate angles, different places, that the left is disgusting. And by left, I mean the intelligentsia, not the well-meaning organic gardening hippies or well-meaning bleeding hearts. The establishment left is very elitist. They have an anti-human view. They have a Malthusian, we've got a coal, the herd view, the earth is dying view. And I've tracked it back. The peak oil myth, all of this, I have, and surprise, surprise, we had Greg Palestine a few weeks ago, scheduled later in this hour, and he came to the conclusion that the peak oil thing is a fraud, and actually written up by Dutch Royal Shell and Queen Beatrix's CEO of that company, to create artificial scarcity. This is what the British nobles 500, 600 years ago would do. They would keep people on tiny plots of land and wouldn't let them take a rabbit or a deer or even plant outside of those confines to keep them down at a subsistence level. We then saw this with the French model of mercantilism, which is very similar to the corporate neo-fascism we see now, where they let certain countries be raw materials, certain other countries be where they were actually value-added or manufactured goods. So it's all about a system of suppressing and controlling, because any new wealth, any new development, any type of renaissance threatens existing entrenched power structures. And I really see the left diseased by this, and Al Gore and the neocons with them have been pushing for global taxes on energy at the wellhead, on money transfers, on bank transfers, on toll roads. And I you see the military industrial complex owned media pushing global warming pell mell. Again, I'm not saying that there isn't climate change and climatological change. What I'm saying is that it's cyclical, and the sun is entering a new superheating phase never before recorded in modern time that NASA is saying is the real progenitor of melting ice caps. Then you do studies. If the ice caps completely melt, we will actually see a sea level drop, and that's simple mathematical equations, because ice displaces roughly 10%, depending on the crystal structures of how it freezes, right around sometimes more than 10%. Again, side issue. My point is, even if global warming's real, Al Gore's solution of a global tax is a hoax. How does that tie into the Malthusian system?
Well, Al Gore told Larry King on CNN a couple of weeks ago that he is a fervent believer in the peak oil fraud. Now, peak oil, as you say, is a fraud. It's an all-purpose reactionary ideology. It's good for union busting. It's good for austerity measures. It's good to destroy countries in the third world. And above all, the question here inside the United States is, why should there be yet another round of genocidal austerity against the people here, when the living standard here has already been cut minus two-thirds compared to what it was around 1960. We've lost two-thirds of the living standard, and Al Gore is now here saying, you're consuming too much, you've got to have austerity. Soros was on television the same week saying basically the same thing, that it's time for the levels of consumption and living standard in the United States to be cut again. Now, let's just take two examples. Puerto Rico, New Jersey. Puerto Rico budget crisis a month or two back. New Jersey budget crisis a week or two back. The bankers come in. What do they demand? They say, increase the sales tax. Let's increase regressive taxation that's going to go on the backs of the poor in the service of people. Well, in New Jersey, it's Corzine. The governor of the state, a left liberal Democrat from Goldman Sachs in Wall Street, imposes a new round of austerity with this. If you look at what Gore's movie is about, that seems to be preparing the ground for some kind of a carbon tax or some other form of regressive.
And the government says that our government say they're going to trade energy creds, so it isn't even going to reduce carbon emissions, even if you believe that fraud. Again, their solution isn't even a solution, even if you believe the fraud.
Well, what it is, it's a cover story. It's a fraud and an imposture designed to cover the fact that the bankers, because of the collapsing dollar, the bankers need a new round of austerity.
And it's fraud rolled in a scam, packaged in a lie.
And hokum. And they're not going to come out in public and say, you have to be taxed for the greater glory of Wall Street, which is the reality.
Let me expand on that.
It's a geological fact, not a fact of political economy.
Exactly. Let me expand on that. We have IMF and World Bank documents where they go into a place like Argentina, and they come in there and they say, okay, what you've got to do is triple your water and double your oil prices, because we're calling in the loans. And then we get the IMF's own documents. It says that's caused to create an even bigger economic implosion, so they can then buy up the pieces even cheaper. Now expanding on this whole peak oil scam, which anybody who's researched it and looked at it will tell you it's a scam. Even Greg Palast, folks, pretty mainstream, okay? I mean, he studied it and says it's a fraud, and he says liberals get mad at him like it's a religion. They just will not face the facts.
I think to be a liberal, I often wonder, what does this mean? And my conclusion is, to be a liberal seems to mean that you think that financiers should run the world, right? We've had societies run by generals, by bureaucrats, by priests, by aristocrats, by demagogues. No, say they, we got to have liberals running the society, meaning financiers should rule. And what does that mean? Corzine, Rubin of Citibank, Soros, Rohatyn, Kerkorian, the guy who's trying to destroy General Motors, Warren Buffett, George Shultz. If you think that should be the ruling class, and Al Gore is their representative, and Hillary and the neocons, then I guess you're a liberal.
That's right. Al Gore plays it like like he's some type of outsider. This is the consummate establishment pimp.
And he's a close personal friend of Prince Charles, the degenerate prince of the British Empire. Prince Charles is on record saying, I talk to my plants, which is already worrisome, but then he says, my plants talk back to me. That, with that, he goes off the deep end.
And by the way, everything he pushes, everything he does, Prince Charles, Prince Philip's father, even worse, openly writing books about how they want to kill 80% of us, 85% of us, openly funding Malthusian foundations. Now we've got 15, 16 billion in the Ford Foundation, wrecking borders, pushing for war, the Carnegie Endowment, posing as liberals the whole time. Now the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with over 60 billion, with Buffett's 31 billion. Then you go research it, Webster. It's for special injections for the black children. But then they're also, both men, are funding other groups that openly call for population reduction. Can we put two and two together and go back to the 73 Kissinger document? What is really behind the foundations? It's elites putting their money in tax-free vehicles of their power.
Yeah, I guess you can compare the U.S. empire today to the Nazi looting machine. Once the Nazi looting machine reached the exterior borders posed by Stalingrad and a few other defeats, it went from extensive looting to intensive looting. And pretty much the Anglo-American looting machine has now in the transition from extensive looting to intensive. And intensive means essentially concentration camps, the SS economy that we saw, and Al Gore is the cutting edge of that, because these doctrines are, they are genocidal in the sense that they imply the elimination of 3, 4, 5
Now we're going
people.
Into a hyper-cannibal, looting, predatory, super-predator mode internally in the Anglo-American hegemon.
Exactly, and that is because that's a fact of the dollar. It has nothing to do with the geological phenomenon of oil. Right now there's a glut of oil. $20 to $30 of every barrel of oil is pure hedge fund speculation. Everybody knows this. You could bring it down by half if you simply... If you outlawed hedge funds as they deserve to be. There is no shortage of oil. There's more oil than there's ever been. And look at the fact that General Motors...
And by the way, I got to stop you. That's not your opinion. We have oil company official documents in lawsuits where they talk about how there's too much oil, so they artificially bought up all the refineries and shut them down. We have the smoking gun documents. Then they have people like Neil Bortz get up on the radio and call for a national sales tax. They're going to keep the income tax to people. It was federally written scam a decade ago. Can you expose the national sales tax for us?
Well, that's a regressive tax. Look, you can pick regressive, you can pick proportional, or you can pick progressive. And if it's regressive, that means that it's cutting into the poor guy's necessities, and it's not even touching the rich man's luxuries. This is why Steve Forbes wants to change the tax system to a flat tax. There are others, Grover Norquist. Grover Norquist is one of the most powerful people in Washington, D.C. He's basically the whole economic and taxation side of the neocon agenda. Grover Norquist has a meeting every Wednesday here with 130 members of Congress, congressional aides, journalists, lobbyists, pimps, and so forth, and they talk about how to revamp the tax system to shift the burden off Wall Street and the rich and put it on to middle class and poor.
And they've already escaped most of the taxation. They've moved offshore, and then they're the very ones that come back here and lobby for taxes against the middle class.
Right now, the big cash flow that is not taxed is about $500 trillion of derivatives, which are held by the banks. J.P. Morgan Chase has about $50 trillion of derivatives. Citibank has about $25 trillion of derivatives, and Bank of America, $25 trillion. That's about $100 trillion among the big U.S. banks. How about a 1% tax on that? We'd get $1 trillion of revenue. That would solve just about every budget and Social Security problem in sight. So if we can pay a sales tax of 5 or 7 or 8%, how about the finance oligarchs paying a 1 or 2% tax on their derivatives, at which point the budget crisis of the United States would come to an end?
I think people have trouble realizing the huge numbers we're talking about. 5 years ago, the Dallas Morning News reported that our real obligations are $44 trillion, and now that number's been expanded in just 5 short years to almost $90 trillion, Webster.
And the banks have $500 trillion of derivatives worldwide, and nobody in our listening audience has any derivatives at home, I would think.
Or even knows what they are, Webster.
Paper based on paper.
Yeah, just leveraged Ponzi scheme upon Ponzi scheme all the way to Pluto. We'll be right back with your calls.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
All right, Alex Jones here, back live, Genesis Communications. We have the poor lady who's having her land stolen in Piscataway joining us. It was just as I thought. Police were storming around the property, and they're going to seize it here in about 35 minutes, and so that's why she wasn't on with us in the first hour. Webster Tarpley still riding shotgun. For the next 20 minutes, we're going to have Greg Palace with us, reporting live from Mexico City. We were honored to have him in studio with us a few weeks ago, talking about peak oil being a fraud and his new book. As soon as he saw the election results, he flew down to Mexico City over the weekend. He is there now reporting for us. Greg Palace, make some sense of this. What is really happening in Mexico?
Florida con salsa, Alex. We've been here before. In fact, if you know, for those who've now read our Madhouse, in fact, you'll see a very interesting document that relates quite a bit to this election. If you remember back in 2000, a company, ChoicePoint, was doing the was collecting names, which became the scrub list to get rid of black voters in Florida, and that locked up the election by Jeb Bush for his brother George. Well, then ChoicePoint became the company that got all those no-bid contracts to build 16 billion files on you, and now they got another contract to filch the voter files of Mexico.
And for those that don't know, Rob Allen and co. that ran Bush's gubernatorial and presidential elections ran Fox's elections, and we know that they've been involved in the elections down there this time around.
Yeah, so what's happening is it's the same, you see the same stuff, you see. Okay, so the choice, I just met with someone, the choice point lists, which were obtained illegally, and by the way, the government here has put out a warrant for the arrest of these agents, even though this was under a supposed war on terror contract with the U.S. FBI. So, I mean, I'm not even blaming the company, it's just the Bush's guys. Remember, they're spending our money on war on terror. They're supposed to be looking for terrorists. Instead, they're using the money to pick up the voting lists of Mexico. And it, maybe it's about the oil. This is the biggest. We think of Saudi Arabia as our source of oil. In fact, Mexico provides a lot more oil to us than Saudi Arabia.
And they have three times the oil that the U.S. has.
That's right. Mexico is a huge oil pile, and that's what it's all about, because the guys in power and the ruling that have just shoplifted this election.
Well, who owns the new guy? Tell us about him.
Yeah, well, the new guy's named Calderon. He is the protege of Vicente Fox, who was, you know, the Coca-Cola and oil company executive. And this guy Calderon is, he wants to play, be a nice boy with the U.S. oil companies. Now, the truth is that the challenger is happy to sell oil to the U.S., but he's not happy to sell the oil fields to the U.S. oil companies. That's a different matter.
So we're talking about a breakup of Pemex.
Yes, Pemex, the big national company. And so that's what greatly a war about that. So what we've got here is old-fashioned. I just have some of it's old-fashioned stuff. I have film of guys stuffing ballot boxes because they use paper. They use these paper ballots where every candidate, every office has a different sheet of paper.
So you've been down there 3 days. You've already got video of stuffing ballot boxes.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty raw stuff. And then they've got a million. They've got a million votes uncounted, and the ruling party's refusing to count the million votes.
Now, notice, always the telltale sign of cheating is he's way behind, but then suddenly at the end comes back.
Yeah, now there's supposed to be random reporting from all the 113,000 voting stations here. It's supposed to be random reporting, and as the national vote counting operation, they actually have to publicly post each polling station as it comes in. And of course, since it's random, the numbers are dead flat all night with the challenger, a guy named Obrador, winning. And then in the last half hour, Alex, the last half hour, suddenly all these precincts come in 10 to 1, 50 to 1, 100 to 1 for the ruling party. So at the very end, suddenly, whoosh, the numbers reverse in the last half hour. And just the last polling stations. And it was all these stations that came in, like I say, from 10 to 100 to 1 for the ruling party. And it's all supposed to be randomly reported, right? So it's like, so I went to some statisticians and said, you know, like, this is a miracle. It's like winning the lottery three times in a row. You can't do that. And sure enough, you see that the brother-in-law, the candidate, provided the vote counting computer software. It's like Florida.
Deja vu.
Yeah, and so technically this guy, the ruling party, claims a victory of less than a quarter million votes. And
so what's going to happen down there? And I want Webster Tarp to be able to pop in, but when we get back from break, I want to talk about where is this all going, Greg Palast? I mean, everywhere now, the neocons are stealing elections, even in foreign nations.
Well, it's the same stuff, and even the same crew. Like you said, you got guys who came down from Washington. You got Choice Point that has its little games in there with the voter lists. But there's a difference here. This guy is refusing to concede the election, the challenger, until all the votes are counted. Just count the votes, I'm not conceding, and I don't care how many, if it takes 3 months, I don't care.
Let's talk about the ramifications of this. Another coup d'etat down there against people being able to elect their leaders. We'll be right back with Greg Palast and Webster Tarpley.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into...
We're talking to Greg Pallas, best-selling author, BBC Newsnight reporter, longtime investigative journalist, running Shotgun as Webster Griffin Tarpley. I know we haven't taken a lot of calls today. It's because there's been so much news in between North Korea and now what's happening here, what's going on with the dollar, what's happening in Mexico. You see, Hugo Chavez said no to the American Union, no to the free trade area of the Americas. Europe said no to EU expansion. Everywhere these globalists are having setbacks, but not in Mexico because they've been stealing elections down there for a long time. Now they're doing it neocon style. Choice Point, of course, has bought voter lists, not just in Mexico, but other Latin American countries as well. And the two elections of Fox were engineered by Rob Allen & Co., Bush's PR firm, even the big illegal immigration demonstrations the Dallas Morning News had to admit was organized by Rob Allen & Co. This whole thing is run by these people. Greg Pallas, where do you see this going from the evidence you've got in front of us? I know you say you don't like to make predictions, you just cover the news, but I mean, what are you seeing happening if this challenger who clearly won keeps saying no, will he fall down and break his crown?
Well, what I see is, I think it's on page 42 of our Madhouse, where I have the listing of the Latin nations where they've shoplifted the voter lists. Mexico, Venezuela, Argentina, Brazil, these are all nations that are saying no to the free trade area of the Americas, etc. Bush doesn't like their leaders. He wants to figure out how to unelect them. Taking these voter lists, by the way, is a crime in every one of these nations, by the way. And so we know where they're heading. And, you know, it affects us as citizens in America. You know, I mean, besides, you know, the idea that we should be the beacon of democracy. That's no joke. It really does make us safer to have democracies and not berserkers. But even
the point is, this globalism destroys these countries and then has a huge influx of immigrants,
well,
crime,
yeah, exactly.
Everything.
In fact, it's very direct for the United States when you think of what happened with NAFTA in Mexico. And Obrador would like to change the agricultural terms. This is valuable for the average American for good reason, which is that, if you can imagine, in Mexico they no longer are growing corn for their own tortillas, okay? I mean, which is just completely nuts. You know, it's a Mexican staple, right? So they're not growing their corn for the tortillas, and you have all these teeny farmers who are just been wiped out. And where are they going? I mean, there's only one place left for opportunity of any type. They
That's what globalization is. Exactly. They lay waste to these countries and then drive them all up here. You're absolutely right, Greg Palace. Let me get a question for you from Webster Tarpley, riding shotgun. Webster?
Well, I would just say it looks to me like Lopez Obrador declared war on the International Monetary Fund in early June when he said that he would treat the bankers and the IMF in the way that President Kirchner of Argentina had done it, which means very, very rough. It basically means the threat to cut off all payment and make the bankers grovel. The question that I would have is, we've seen, for example, in Spain, March 04, Aznar tried to create a dictatorship, and he was stopped by a general strike or mass strike. It looks like we've had at least a million people in the Zocalo last Saturday.
I was there. I filmed it, yeah.
And now on Sunday, he says, bring back even more people. What I'm wondering is, suppose it comes to a general strike, a mass strike. If we get an actual test of power in the streets, isn't it likely that Lopez Obrador, with the trade unions and other groups, land groups and so forth, that he would prevail over this coup artist Calderon?
Well, there's a very good chance. In fact, some members of the ruling class are getting very nervous about such a bald theft of the election. Sometimes they grab one thing too many. And there's one member of the election tribunal, which is going to review this election, which has already said, you know, there is a strong chance that this election will be overturned. So now, I spoke with Obrador, the challenger, the day before yesterday, just before the big demonstration in the center of the Capitol. And his big concern, he wants to make sure, though, that none of this erupts into violence. He's called off demonstrations if he feels that it might lead to violence. So what he does not want a civil war on our southern border. But he is not doing an Al Gore here. He absolutely refuses to concede until every one of those votes are counted. He says if they're afraid, if they say it's an honest election, then open the ballot boxes. It's very simple. All the ballot boxes are gathered here in the Capitol. You could open them up, and within a week, you just count the ballots.
Now, let's be clear. Fox is still in the government, so he's still able to use his political power over the federal and state systems to make sure a proper recount doesn't happen. Plus, if there even is a recount, the criminals are going to be the ones that recount it again. Greg Palace, you've been there in the country, there in the Capitol, surrounding areas. You talked to the clear winner. What is the spirit? What is the mindset? What is the... You know, what's the temperature of the water there, the energy level with the Mexican people?
Well, here in the Capitol, it's overwhelming because Obrador was the mayor until recently. And it's very hard to find supporters of the ruling class anywhere in the Capitol, except in, you know, hiding in the presidential palace, of course.
But, Greg Palace, isn't that going to be a problem long-term as neocons steal elections all over the world, that the polls will all say one thing, the people will all say one thing, but then magically their people always win?
Yeah, once again, you have the same as of Florida and Ohio, which is that the exit polls showed the challenger winning. And, you know, like, again, for the average American, not the oil companies or like Cargill and the big grain combines, you know, the average American's better off with the progressive candidate, and simply because he's a guy who has a sympathy not only for the Mexican worker, but for the American worker. And he does not see the solution to his country's problems as basically forcing his population into exile in America. Whereas Calderon's first statement, you know, when he claimed victory is, you know, no walls, you know, open, you know, he's fighting for open immigration into the United States. Well, he's the president of Mexico, man. You should be fighting to keep your people in your country. Obrador wants doesn't want to build a wall. What he wants to build is opportunity within Mexico.
Which is the exact thing the neocons don't want. They want that cheap labor here.
Yeah.
I tell you, and there's neocons all over talk radio saying how great the Mexican president is. He's just like Bush, wants open borders.
Yeah,
any other key points, Greg Palast, we should know while you're there on the ground? So you're saying it's leaning towards
it's completely open. I mean, it's tough because you've got they're refusing to count the ballots. If they count the ballots, we all know that the challenger wins. So they're screaming that the system doesn't allow for us to review the ballots, et cetera, which is completely crazy. The Constitution says that the election should be fair and transparent. And then, you know, look, it's just like other things. And one other thing, by the way, I want to note with Korea shooting off its missiles, let's not forget that they got the missile technology from AQ Khan of Pakistan. And as if you've read the same stories in our madhouses about Obrador.
Who Bush protected under W1999.
That's right. Bush was protecting this guy from investigation. And Korea would have never had the technology. So what is George Bush screaming about? He let the guy have the technology. This is very important. That's why people really have to read this history.
Well, it's like in the old westerns where the bad guy throws the gun down at the kid's feet and says, "Pick it up."
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically giving him the tools so they could then bushwhack him. Any other questions you've got for Greg Palast, Webster Tarpley?
Well, there's this thing called the Federal Electoral Institute, and that seems to be a very partisan institution with a lot of people from Banamex, one of the large financial institutions. Any commentary on how the IFE was stacked in favor of the financier candidate?
Ruling party rules, and so they picked they had a lot to do with stacking the Electoral Commission. And so now we got this very unusual case in which an electoral commission is saying don't count the votes. I mean, you would expect an electoral commission to say, well, we're going to open the votes and everyone can see. Because they're paper ballots. It's very, very easy to, you put an X through the party, a big giant box, not like our little box. I mean, it's like so difficult not to see who people voted for. And all they're asking for is say, open those ballots, let's look at them, and let's count them.
Let's look at the boxes you claim went 90%. For the establishment candidate. Let's see if they really say that.
I mean, and you should see this stuff. I mean, some of these cases, you know, like, you know, 1,000 votes to one, that type of stuff is coming in. You know, and the ballots, by the way, you can't have more than 750 ballots in a box, and they had 1,000 to one anyway. So, you know, you have to ask. It's so raw here.
Why do they do it so ham-fisted? I mean, they did it pretty ham-fisted here, too.
Well, remember that they got a lot of guns. In 88, when people protested, they shot about 400 people. Now, I think they're going to be, you know, I think that these old ways die hard. And it's very, once you get out of Mexico City, it gets very violent. It gets very violent, and it's very hard for people to stand up. That's why the ballots have to be counted in the Capitol under the eyes of TV cameras and watchers. Because out in literally in the jungles in the Yucatan and up in the hills and deserts, it's Wild West. No one dares challenge the
vote. Oh, I know. I've been to many rural areas.
Yeah.
It's troops with machine guns on every street corner.
Yeah, it's really the Wild West, and no one would. I mean, you'd get shot.
What do you think of the press coverage here? It's been pretty much a milquetoast whitewash, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, they say, oh, foreign observers. The foreign observers sit in the Intercontinental Hotel, and they look out the window and it all looks fine to them. I'd like one of them to go out to Guerrero State and ask to recount the ballots and see if they come back with all their limbs.
Greg, do you have bodyguards with you while you're there?
I really do have, we're very cautious, let's put it that way. That's all I can tell you. We're very
for those
cautious.
Who don't know, Mexico City is rated one of the most dangerous cities in the top three in the world, especially if you're a politically incorrect reporter.
Yeah, I mean, the reporters who've gotten in, you know, been knocked off here. There's a whole roster of them. But I'm watching, you know, obviously I'm trying to take care of myself and not being too much of a public nuisance.
Greg, how long are you going to be in Mexico?
Actually, I'm going to fly back out tomorrow with my tapes.
Okay, when you file your big report, can we get you back on for a full hour?
You gotcha.
All
gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Then the author of Armed Madhouse, already a New York Times bestseller, Greg Palast. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alex. You're the best. Bye.
Be safe. I can do this. All right. Webster Tarpley, thank you so much for spending.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
You bet. We've got your book that we carry there at Infowars.com, 9/11 Synthetic Terror. Made in the USA. We have your newest book available. We want to thank you for all you do, sir.
Thank you again. Thank you.
Take care. All right. Well, do we now have our guest who's having her family property of 80 years stolen? Her lines are all busy. She called us. For those that don't know, she was scheduled in the first hour. That's Clara Halper. And they are stealing the $70-plus million, 75-acre parcel right in the middle of the city, an organic farm held by the family since, what, 1922. And they're refusing to even pay them anything. They're going to charge them $4.5 million to, quote, clean what they call the toxic waste that is the organic farm out of there and the horseback riding school. And when she didn't come on, I said, they never go on the property when they say they will. They've got their little seizure notice today to expel her. They'll go on early. And sure enough, a bunch of police on horseback at about 11:05 Central, right after we last talked to her, rode on and began riding all over the property in front of the protesters and everybody else. They said, why are you here? And they said, oh, someone with Alzheimer's has been seen nearby. And then later more police showed up, and now more armed police have showed up. They're supposed to grab the property in 14 minutes. Normally, either they'll attack early when they grab it, or they'll wait a few days till the crowds that have shown up there to support her leave. We've seen this with the Indianapolis Baptist Temple. We've seen this with a 100 times 100 other cases. It's the same MO over and over and over again here in this new free country. They not only take your property, they then charge you for the price of fighting them. Let's talk to Jake in South Dakota, been holding for eons. Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Actually, I guess it's good I've been online on the phone here so long, because we're talking about the land grabbers and the eminent domain, and I want to touch a little bit about what we're doing up here in South Dakota. Maybe give some hope to the people out there, your listeners, because I know a lot of them probably have this question, what can I do? Well, what we did here in South Dakota was we are an initiative state. We went around. The problem we saw was that the government was not transparent. Judges have immunity. You get charged with paper terrorism, you know, juries are stacked, judges give bad jury instructions. So we have Amendment E on the ballot, and what that will essentially do is create a grand jury of regular citizens. You can't be a lawyer or judge or a cop to be on it, and they'll hear complaints of judicial misconduct, and they'll strip them of their immunity. People won't get charged with paper terrorism for trying to file a suit, and this ties right into eminent domain, because I believe that where the New World Order has contact with Joe Citizen is right there in the courts. And you can find out more.
You know, we'll get that out in a minute. But okay. You know, it's not even, we shouldn't even call it eminent domain. Eminent domain was where they're building a hospital or a highway or a school, and they have to pay you at least tax world value. In every case I'm seeing, it's terrifying, from New Jersey to Connecticut to South Texas, they're just taking it outright and saying, we don't care, we have men with guns.
Well, yeah, and the media is not touching any of this, especially with what we're doing out here. We've had several major victories, and the public consensus is with the people that I talk to on the street, and I travel the state and talk to folks, and they're all for Amendment E, but the newspaper misquotes it, they hide it, they miss the point.
Give us the website of your group.
It's www.amendmente.com, and you can donate at www.sdja.net, and that stands for South Dakota Judicial Accountability, and we need all the help we can get, because they're...
Well, the incredible thing is, it's not in most of the cases, it's in almost all the cases. The judges, they don't even have a cousin getting the land. It's usually their wife or themselves. I mean, judges actually sit over cases where they're stealing the property. I mean, they're like gods or something. I mean, it's just getting crazy.
Well, even if they give it to another judge, you know, chances are it's his golfing buddy and whatnot. And I've actually done
That's how they work it. The other judge gets it, and then the next time that judge gives it to this judge. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I've actually seen how it works, and I think you've checked it out through your comprehensive annual financial report. I found that some of the legislators out here are deeply involved in the prison industry. We pay these guys 25 cents an hour, and then we have to put out products at a fair market value, so competitively beating out the small businesses for the prison industry that's going on. Our own governor came out against Amendment E, and insurance companies and bankers came out against it. I did a little research and found out our own Governor Rounds is part owner of an insurance company, and no wonder he's come out against it. It's ridiculous. They put it right in our faces. They don't attempt to hide it at all. They just
But I mean, they've gotten so arrogant and so much hubris I mean, they've gotten so drunk on power that they steal $75 million pieces of property and then don't just not give them any money, then charge them to take it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Just like your website, Prison Planet. Welcome to it, people.
Hey,
people don't get up and stop being apathetic and stop worrying about your toys. And you, our, the people who founded this country were smart men. They were responsible to know their own rights. They were not afraid. We didn't think the terrorists were going to get us. And our ideas back then were unpopular, and it would freed an entire nation for 200 years.
I agree with you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, we just had, last week, the 230th anniversary of this country, and look at us. There have only been a handful of mainstream news articles and national TV shows that have admitted that we're going into an American union without a single law. They're just doing it. There are a handful of news articles. Every time I read a news article, it just says, oh, they're taking the property, never any details. Then you actually talk to the people, and they're stealing it. I mean, 99% of Americans in a CNN poll were against the New London Kelo decision. What would it be if they knew the full details?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Closing, if you believe in what we're doing, if you want to support what we're doing, if you want to expose the murdering terrorists that carried out 9/11 and many other terrorist attacks before they carry out more terror and use it to fully bring us into tyranny, you don't want to be slaves, folks. It's not fun. Right now, strike while the iron's hot. People are waking up. They're listening. They're informed. They know that we've been telling them the truth all these years now. People are really listening to us. Get my new film, Terror Storm. We only have a few copies left. This special edition, and then the official one will come out with all the extras and stuff. But we can't wait. We've got to get this out now to people. Terror Storm, available, the complete film, at Infowars.com. And all the other books and videos that I've written or that I carry or that I've produced are available at Infowars.com. Go to the secure online safe shopping cart and order Terror Storm today. Get it. Make copies. Get it out to everyone. It will have a huge effect. It is such an excellent video covering 9/11, the London bombing, the history of government-sponsored terror, the phoniness of the Iraq War, how that was all staged. It's such an incredible video. Terror Storm, Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But last but not least, don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, a monthly subscription is $5.95. All 15 of my films, including Terror Storm, we've already uploaded like five parts of it, the roundtable discussion, a bunch of other speakers, Professor Jones, Dr. Bob Bowman, William Rodriguez, all their incredible speeches from the 9/11 meeting that we had in L.A., that's all going up. My speech, so many other speeches for PrisonPlanet.tv members, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films, Loose Change Second Edition, in higher quality bandwidth, and you'll see it on Google Video. It's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv, and with your purchase there of a monthly subscription, you make this broadcast possible. So I want to thank all of you that have supported us. Without you out there, we couldn't do it. I've been waiting for Clara Halper all day, and we get her on the phone that she's got to leave. There's just different police, different jurisdictions riding all over their property and horseback, police running around everywhere. Every time she asks, what are you doing on my property? They go, oh, an Alzheimer's patient. We don't need warrants. And so they're just simply scouting everywhere to stop anybody who might be protesting and, of course, lying about it as liars do. And it's in the newspaper. They're going to seize the house in 3 minutes. The houses, the barns, the 75 premium acres valued at over $75 million conservatively. And they get nothing except for a $4.5 million bill for, quote, the environmental cleanup of having to, quote, clean up the organic farm. So toxic waste is good. The government can dump nerve gas in the ocean. But when we steal your property, we're going to charge you for having horses and having an organic farm. And we'll try to get her on tomorrow. From a hotel room or friends or family or wherever they're staying, or the locals may back off a few days till the crowds leave and then seize the property. But it's important that we at least focus on some of these cases as they develop, because this just illustrates how evil our governments have gotten, how mafioso, how arrogant they've gotten. Well, great broadcast today. We had Webster Tarpling on with us. In the second into the third hour, we had Greg Palast reporting live from Mexico City on the election stealing down there. And we also covered Japan saying they may preemptively attack North Korea, moving out of their defensive into an offensive posture as the world gets progressively more and more out of control, as chaos begins to reign, as the New World Order pours out its black cup of death and destruction. We'll be here chronicling it. If we stand up, if we face the facts, we can reverse things or at least make the blow a lot lighter. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello.